This month, the World Economic Forum rolled out new reporting metrics, a benchmark for companies to grade themselves against. These metrics centered around people, our planet, prosperity, and the principles of governance. Corporations refer to them as the values of ESG, environmental, social, and governance. Here in Hawaii, we look to Hawaiian Electric Industries President and CEO Connie Lau about what will drive decisions for its utility and banking operations. We learn more about ESG values, the non-financial factors that are emerging on Wall Street.
There's a whole new movement going on in the financial markets called ESG, or it stands for environmental, social, and governance. And what it's all about is that the financial markets are now realizing that if you want to create shareholder value, you need to have long-term sustainable companies that are doing the right thing for their communities and for society. And so now there's this focus on environmental, social, and governance factors. So in addition to what, you know, everybody thinks of with corporations, and that's shareholder profit, there's now these non-financial metrics as well. So it's things like, you know, in the environment, people have realized that our climate is at risk and that we all need to get together to do what we can to save the planet for the next generation. And so if you don't do that, it can create a huge risk, not only for the public, but also for the company and also for shareholders. You know, think an oil company, right? An oil company, if they make their money off of oil, which is bad for the environment, then, you know, investors may stop buying those companies. And you see lots of non-fossil fuel policies, even our own state has said we got to get off fossil fuels. So if our company was not doing that, that would create a huge risk for our company, just as it does for society. So that's what this whole new trend is all about, is looking at these non-financial factors, environmental and social and governance, and making sure that companies align their strategies so that those strategies do positive things for the environment, positive things for society, positive things for governance, so that we all win, including the shareholders.
You often hear about groups that are, you know, calling out entities to divest of this stock or that stock if there are social implications about how that company is structured and the decisions they make about their business dealings. So is this kind of along those lines? It's a blueprint?
The very interesting thing for me is that growing up here in Hawaii, growing up in islands, I think all of us that do that have a real sense of community. You know, we always think about the community even as we're running our businesses. And for the longest time, the HEI companies in particular have had a mission statement to be a catalyst for a better Hawaii. And we said to our board, to our shareholders, look, guys, you know, we only do business here in Hawaii. And so if we don't do the right things for Hawaii, our shareholders aren't going to do well. Our futures are very intertwined, in fact, inextricably intertwined with the future of the state here. And so one of the things we said is that this new trend of ESG actually has been in our DNA forever. And what I love about it is now the financial markets are starting to realize the value of this longer-term societal view of how companies should be operating. So we hope that that will be a good thing for our company and our shareholders as well.
So let's talk about a couple of things. You know, we hear about resilience and climate change and planning for the risk involved in that. And so for Hawaiian Electric Industries, people think of your power plants, you know, Kahi Power Plant, you know, one that used to be downtown, and like the plan forward for retreating from the shoreline because of the risk.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the reason why our latest plant that we built was the Schofield Generating Station up in the middle of Schofield. And that had many positive aspects because it is our only generating unit that is away from the coastline. It also is the unit that can power the backup airfield to Honolulu Airport. So if Honolulu Airport was inundated and we needed to use the airfield up in Waiawa, then that power plant can be isolated to that area to support that airport and also support the operations, some of which are hugely critical to not only Hawaii, but also our whole nation's security. As you know, that's the home of the NSA up in the Kunia Tunnel. So many, many very important facilities in that part of the island. So it creates a huge amount of resilience for everybody.
And I guess the big concern is, you know, just the disruption, whether it's from a natural disaster or with this pandemic. Mm-hmm. So how are you looking at just the COVID recovery?
COVID has been just unprecedented for everyone. But what we said at the HEI companies right from the start is that if you think about our businesses, both of them are essential businesses. I think everybody gets it on the electricity side. You know, if the electricity doesn't keep flowing, you know, the economy just doesn't run here. People can't operate. Hospitals don't stay open. Ventilators can't operate. And particularly with everybody that can working remotely, you know, you got to have electricity in your homes as well to be able to work remotely or for the kids to do distance learning. And so we knew that we needed to keep operating during this time period. And if you think about our other major operating company, which is American Savings Bank, that's the same thing. You know, people still have to conduct transactions in the financial markets. They still have mortgages to pay and bills to pay and, you know, accounts for the stimulus payments to be put into those accounts or for small businesses getting the Paycheck Protection Program or PPP funds. So both the businesses are essential businesses. And so we said right from the start, number one, we got to make sure that we continue to operate and that we put in place processes that can keep our employees safe, number one, and then also keep our customers safe as we continue to keep the lights on and the financial transactions going. The other thing that we said was, you know, we're the kinds of companies that actually are expected in times like these to actually help the whole economy and the whole population actually weather this pandemic. Clearly, you see on the utility side, we've done things like suspend the disconnections. And then to help customers pay their bills, we've developed all kinds of payment programs, and we're really trying to connect them up with some of the funds that have been made available by government for things like rental payments, but also utility payments. And then on our banking side, the bank really was one of the first to organize and start processing the Paycheck Protection Program applications, the PPP, for small business, not only our own customers, but also non-customers, to try to get that money into our community. So we actually, in just a very short period of time, helped small businesses in Hawaii receive $370 million of PPP money to help sustain them and to pay workers throughout this pandemic. I'm really, really proud of our HEI companies for, you know, being able to do those kinds of things.
And what about the push for renewables?
You know, one of the interesting things that has occurred during this whole pandemic is we thought that maybe plans like this move to green energy would slow down because of the pandemic. But it's been quite the opposite, Catherine. It's so interesting. I think as people have thought about, okay, how do we come out of this pandemic? How do we recover? Is this the opportunity to really create kind of a Hawaii 2.0? People have really focused on the fact that that Hawaii 2.0 should very definitely be a green economy. And so a lot of the plans for renewables and retiring the coal plant, the contract is up on that, and, you know, we aren't going to be renewing that. It's so important to actually continue all of these processes and, in fact, maybe even help accelerate things like individual homeowners who want rooftop solar. And that's actually something of great interest now with everybody working from home. You know, if they can have their own PV panels, they can be generating more of the electricity that they are now using at home. So it's been great, and the Public Utilities Commission has continued the momentum to, you know, review the green energy programs, and we just filed for approval of several new purchase power agreements for renewable energy with the commission, and they have not slowed down. They've really adapted to this new virtual environment, so a lot of the broader public meetings and stakeholder engagement meetings have continued, albeit they are continuing virtually.
And I have to ask, because I know when we were covering the NextEra deal, I think HEI was, you know, saying, well, we could certainly use an infusion of cash to kind of upgrade our infrastructure.
Fortunately, Hawaiian Electric's pockets are deep enough to help us through this whole transition. And so what we were looking for in NextEra was also, you know, they're like a leading company in this whole energy transition with lots of new technologies and new processes and the like. But that wasn't to be, as we all know. And so thankfully, we have picked back up and are really pushing this whole energy transition forward. And what's really interesting in Hawaii is that it's intended to be a community-wide effort. It isn't just about the electric company. In fact, I don't think we could do it just on our own. Think distributed solar and all the rooftops I was just talking about. You know, it really takes everybody to believe in renewable energy and do the things that are necessary, including things like energy efficiency, replacing all your old refrigerators with Energy Star appliances, doing whatever we can to help this energy transition. And so that's what we're all about, and we're trying to facilitate as many of these transactions as possible for consumers and businesses who want to contribute and be part of the whole green revolution.
So how do we get there faster?
That's what we're all trying to, you know, figure out. You haven't asked, but of course, one of the big issues is some of the utility scale programs. You know, not everybody wants them in their backyard. What we've encouraged a lot of the developers, the independent power producers who are building these renewable projects, is to get out there early and work with our communities early. You know, talk to them, find out what concerns they might have, how can they mitigate those concerns. And that's a huge change that we've made from how we used to do things. You know, previously we used to announce the bidders when the contracts were actually signed up. Now we're announcing the bidders when the award is made, so that people know where these projects are intended to be placed. And we're asking the developers to engage with the communities early and talk about the projects that are coming in. When you live on islands, I think we all understand the scarcity issues, and particularly the scarcity of land and how precious the land is. So I've always said it doesn't matter whether you're building a shopping center, a hotel, or, you know, a wind farm or a solar farm, you touch the land, it's really, really important to work with the community.
That was part of a conversation we had with Connie Lau, CEO and President of Hawaiian Electric Industries, about a new trend of environmental, social, and governance standards and responsibilities to judge companies by.